This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hush, little Aaron, don't say a word. Addle's gonna buy you a mockingbird. Aaron, wake up, I bought you a mockingbird.
What?
Here it is.
How'd you get in my house?
Aaron, let it,
Squawk! What did we buy this outfit on consignment, Squawk?
See, he's mocking you. Let him imprint on you, Aaron. He's got an imprint on you.
You woke me up to hurt my feelings?
Yeah.
I love it. Thank you.
You're welcome. So I'll leave you two to it. I'm just going to stand in the corner and watch and record this. Go ahead.
Hi, mockingbird.
Squawk, I wish I was a high mockingbird because then I'd be too strung out to have to hear your bullshit, Squawk.
I love it.
And Aaron, there's settings in the back if you want to turn it down or turn it up.
But turn it up.
Mm-hmm.
And turn up.
Squawk! Get your finger out of my butthole, Squawk!
Oh, no! Sorry, mockingbird.
It's not really mocking.
What are you,
mocking?
Some kind of squawking pervert?
Hey, now
okay.
Oh, Aaron, you're into it.
I love it.
Okay. Well, no, just kidding. I know you're not a pervert. I know that you were gifted to me by Adil Rafi. Now, that guy, he's a huge pervert.
Let's turn it off. Let's
love
turn
it,
it
love
off.
It. Wait, hold on.
The kind of stuff he was squawking, asking me to squawking do? Holy squawking squawk.
Wait a second.
Hold on. It's not that weird.
Taped
it wasn't
on
that weird.
Feathers, glued on beak. JPC, is that you?
Yes, Aaron, I can confirm. This bird is dead.
Yeah, it died from it died from being in a big tornado, and so all its feathers flew off and its beak cracked off. So we decided to glue on the beak, tape on the feathers. We should have swapped those, honestly. And Aaron, it didn't sing, so JPC and I got you a diamond ring.
I mean, if it's not shiny though.
That's a what the fuck?
Raw,
it's
hey, Aaron.
Not shiny?
Raw diamonds aren't shiny, okay?
What the fuck? Holy shit.
You have
shit.
To shine it. You have to shine it.
That's
but
a dead stop. That's a dead stop. Aaron, we got you, what was it? JPC was 4 months' salary? Is that what you're supposed to do? We got you a diamond ring that was 4 months'
That's
salary.
That's too much.
That's 8 months' salary.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, is it brass? Is that what it is?
You said it doesn't shine?
What's the lyric? And I'm that diamond ring.
The lyric. Aaron, I'm just trying to bring you presents.
I was going to buy you a clementine.
Oh, well, I wish I would have bought you a clementine. That would have been way cheaper.
Well, you're supposed to spend the same amount on the clementine. It's 8 months' salary on the clementine
okay.
as well.
Well
if you don't want to do the diamond rings.
How much did I want to say the Duffer Brothers spend on shooting the movie Clementine on their iPhone? No, it was the Duplass Brothers. Duplass? Who can keep up with all these brothers?
Is this a
Duplass.
Patreon episode?
Duplass brothers.
No, this is a full-blown regular episode. And Aaron, oh, there is something on my mind that I wanted to ask you about. And JPC, I want your input as well. But Aaron and I don't know about JPC. Aaron and I, are Broadway fans. We're big fans of the musical, the big song and dance. JPC, have you seen anything on Broadway? Have you seen any musicals in Chicago or anything?
Have you ever felt joy?
I have no desire to see. The last musical that I saw was like Six the Musical, and that was like 3 or 4 years ago.
And
it was only 50 minutes, and I said, perfect.
You had fun at that. You had fun.
I did.
It's a wonderful show. But I was going to say, Aaron and I, we're going to go see, I wanted to say Barber of DeVille, Sweeney Todd. We're going to go see Sweeney Todd with Italian blind opera singer Andre Bocelli, or no, Josh Groban.
My buddy Johnny said it, and he said he'd go again. He said he loved it so much he would go again. He was as he was leaving, he was like, I got to buy more tickets to see this again.
Wow.
Very excited. But Aaron, what I wanted to ask you was, Chicago has their own Broadway. It's called Broadway in Chicago because we couldn't think of a better name.
Yep.
And there is, I think, currently 6 shows scheduled for this season.
Sure.
Several debuts. There's 4 debuts. And as we all know, things that debut in Chicago eventually go to die. A la Pretty Woman and a few other ones.
So I saw another Broadway show that I guess I technically saw. I was there for it. I was present. The teacher marked me present.
Uh-huh. But your eyes glaze over like a shark. Aaron, there is a musical. This is what I want to talk to you about. I've taken the circuitous route to get to this point. Great. There's a new musical that is based on something I never thought we'd see a musical about. And the tagline for this musical makes me so happy and so angry concurrently. And I don't know whether or not to buy tickets for it. Aaron, do you want to guess, or JBC, do you want to guess who this Broadway show is about? I'll give you a hint. It's an old-timey woman.
Oh. I was going to say, like, Wetzel's Pretzels the Musical.
I wonder how old-timey.
Get ready
we're
to watch Pretzels Dance. Let's
That's see. The tagline?
Yeah. Is this an Amelia Earhart musical?
Oh, good not. One.
That,
okay, so
that would be, I think that would be great. I would watch the shit out of that. If there's a song that was like, Bermuda Triangle, I'm lost
Adel, that's
forever.
In poor taste. A
Don't
woman
look
died.
For me.
A woman died.
Jesus, Adel.
Adel.
A woman died.
Adel,
maybe.
She died.
Maybe. Maybe she did.
Okay,
maybe
so
she escaped.
Casey, clip that
woman.
And see how many times that phrase applies to our back catalog.
Clip it. Casey, clip it.
Adel.
Yes.
So you said it's an old-timey woman.
So, well, old-timey is a relative term. I
well,
say,
hey, will you tell me with Amelia Earhart, do I need to go older timey?
Boy, Amelia Earhart was like 84? When was that?
Could that be true?
I
was
would
it
say,
84 when
no,
she disappeared?
It was
1984. I want to say
30s, right?
Reagan was in office. I want to say that this is probably slightly before Amelia Earhart. It's probably the 20s. And I'll give you a hint that this, much like Amelia Earhart, is a fictional woman.
Ooh, Zelda Fitzgerald. Ooh.
I was just about to say that. We had the same bullshit for breakfast. We're on the same wave, baby.
Her husband, Link Fitzgerald.
Okay, who is made up? Who is a woman who's made up?
And she
Jessica Rabbit?
Oh, we are burning hot.
Oh,
we are
really?
Burning hot. This character is also in Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Whoa! What?
And I think
is it a Betty Boop musical?
It is a Betty Boop musical,
no
which
way.
Is something in a million years I never thought we'd see. Does anyone want to guess the tagline? Aaron, don't Google it yet. Does anyone want to guess the tagline?
Boo boop bee doo.
The tagline is a boop doop a musical. A boop boop a doozical? That's what it is. A boop doop a doozical.
I'm going to need you to go to that theater and just start throwing money at it. All the cash
the
that you have. Dude, yes, you have to go see it, please.
I
that sounds
so
ridiculous.
Curious.
I love it.
I can't imagine someone on stage. I can't imagine being in a seat. The lights going down, the curtains open, and there's someone on stage playing black and white cartoon Betty Boop. I don't.
No, this is going to be good.
Happen.
It's Jerry Mitchell.
Okay. Who's Jerry Mitchell? Show me
the
money.
No, he did Hairspray. He's like an incredible director choreographer. This will be good.
Okay.
This will be good.
Here's my question. Here's my question. You know, it sounds fine. You're doing Broadway in Chicago, that's almost the dream.
Yeah.
Do you think that there will be people who are in that musical who are having a good time? Or do you think that everyone in that musical is going to be saying, you know, it could be a lot worse. They're going to be having a good time.
It's going to be good. I think that it's like a fun time of history. I feel like the costumes will be cool. The dancing will be fun. I think that will be a fun show to be in.
Listeners can't see this, but Aaron's making a jerk-off motion.
No, I'm not. I'm not this time. Most of the time I am, but I'm having a little rest.
Yeah. Aaron's little wrists are tired.
From mocking everything you guys say.
No. Okay, here's the deal. JPC.
Yeah.
Buddy.
No, it's going to be no, but finish your ask.
Please come with me to this musical. Please.
I can't. I mean, I will if you want me to go, but yes. I can't. My answer is this. If someone's like, would you like to go to the Betty Boop musical? My answer is no. Of course I would not like to go. If someone says, would you please come with me because I would like to go? Yes, of course I'll do that. Uh-huh, I'll put on a brave face and I'll have a fun time.
But I'll put on a brave face.
Would it be something that I ever choose to do with my time, my limited time on Earth? No.
And
hey, you saw the Betty Boop musical. You know you only get one life, right? You have one life.
Listeners can't see this, but when JPC said put on a brave face, he did don a braided red wig and an emerald green dress. I want to
say. Something I have around the house. So.
Yes, of course.
You buy it to never wear? No, that doesn't make sense.
No, doesn't make sense. And
you
I would
buy
say,
it to wear.
If someone asked you to see the Betty Boop musical, if anything, you would say nope, dope, de dope.
I'd say boop, boop, a doop, kill me. I think it's better for me to be the type of person who only sees bad musicals than to be the yes. type of person that sees a musical that is, you know, highly rated or acclaimed or whatever.
I think it's kind of fun to curate an experience that you know is going to be abysmal. And I know friend of the show Becca Barish, somewhat recently has been going around, and only she can do this. I could never get away with this. She has recently been going around to high school productions and musicals. Of high school she has no affiliation with, to just go see what's up with their musicals.
I used to do that.
Oh, see, this is something only a woman could get away
yeah.
with.
Yeah. It's fun, and then you're actually supporting like a high school theater program.
Yes.
Yeah,
and
no, the high school, you're now of an age, Adel, where you could conceivably have a high school aged child. So you just have to go and be like, go grab the program.
Walk with confidence.
Turn to a page, like see a name that looks, you know, like Jeremy. Be like, conceivably, I could have a Jeremy. And then be like, go Jeremy. Just say that at the beginning of the show and everybody.
Let's do riddles. here's the first riddle. I don't know.
If Adam had a kid when he was 23,
you would have
a 17-year-old kid right now.
This conversation took a detour into an off.
I know people who are having kids at 23. That's perfectly reasonable.
Okay, here's the first riddle, warm up riddle. I have no life, but I can die. What am I?
A dream.
A wish.
I thought you were going to say Adel, but
a Broadway dream.
I have no life, but I can
die. I do want to. Okay, hold on. I do want to see
a light bulb.
This might be unprecedented. It's not.
Mm.
Aaron, that's a great guess. It's not correct. But I want to see a scene. JPC, you are one of the cast members in, I don't know, let's make up something. We'll say Betty Boop the musical, the Boop Doop.
Sure.
Boop Doop Doozical. You just got cast in the musical that's coming to Chicago. You are calling Aaron, who is your mom, and having the conversation of the excitement of being cast, but then the struggle to let her know what musical.
Okay. Ooh, so exciting.
Hello?
Mom? Hey, it's Jason. Are you...
Hi, Jason.
Are you sitting down?
I'm driving.
Oh, okay. Ooh, is Dad in the car?
Yep.
No.
Put me on speaker. No, I heard him. It's too late. Put me on speaker. Also,
okay.
Mom, you are on speaker.
Okay.
Yeah, you already
love
are.
You.
So just
watch
like,
road.
No, no,
watch
no.
the road.
I love
Mom,
you.
Dad. Mom, Dad.
Sure.
It finally happened. I got cast. I'm going to be in a Broadway Chicago musical.
Oh my gosh! That's amazing!
Yes. And it's,
what is it?
It's,
what
it's
is
not,
it?
Well, it's not a lead, but it's like supporting. And
oh, by
I mean,
the way,
I'm
we are
in...
on the way to our lawyer's office. You know how... My father got the Betty Boop IP stolen from him. He drew the original cartoon. Do you remember? Well, we're going to have another meeting with the lawyers about it. And hopefully we'll sort of right this wrong and we'll get all that money we deserve.
Yeah, vaguely I remember something along those lines. You know
it's
what?
It's sort of the whole thing of our family. It's sort of like...
Our legacy.
Yeah.
Does it have to be... I mean,
yes, of course.
Should it be?
It's an injustice.
Here's my thing. I know we've talked about this a lot, Mom, but how much do we honestly want to tie ourselves to that?
Completely.
Because maybe it could just be a thing that happened.
Truck.
Hi, truck. Sorry. We love to wave at all the trucks that go by.
I know you do.
But yeah, anyways, so we're on the way to the lawyer's office, and then we're going to get your dad, like, some sort of muffin. He's craving a muffin. Padiddle. We're going to get that after. Padiddle. So the musical, what were you saying?
Is it Hamilton? Ask him if it's Hamilton.
Is it Hamilton?
It's a brand new musical. It's like
cool.
Hamilton. There's at least one rap.
Ooh.
Cool.
Chicken Caesar?
Yeah, but it's not me. Don't worry. I don't have to do the rap.
What is it about?
You know what? That's the crazy thing is we go up in 2 months and they haven't written the words or the songs yet.
That's a little weird.
But they
weird.
Say it's not a big deal. No, I think it's normal for this kind of thing because of
is
for,
it a
you know,
scam?
For what the,
is it title of show, the improvised musical?
You know what? You know what? I'm looking at the DocuSign that I sent over. Yes, this is a scam.
Okay, yeah. You sure? Honey, what's
okay,
the name of the theater? We'll look it up.
You know what I did is I signed over, this is from opposing counsel. It looks like I signed over our family's rights to Betty Boop in perpetuity. Ooh, boy. I told you guys you should have never given me power of attorney. None of us knew what that meant.
Hang up the phone, honey.
It wasn't worth me having
hang
it.
Up the...
Wait. Can you keep paying my rent?
Boop, boop, be-doo.
Please, three more years.
Same.
3 more years.
That got way too real at the end. I have no life, but I can die. What am I?
Aaron, you're
very close with Lightbulb, and I really enjoy that. That is absolutely correct.
The sun.
We're going to give you 5 points. What's up? Oh, nature's Lightbulb.
Can I tell you what? I got a text yesterday from my old landlord, and he was like, when we moved out, I hired a cleaning company to like clean the apartment because I was like, I don't feel like doing this myself. I'll hire a company to do it,
yeah.
And the apartment will be empty. And he was like, and this is like 2 years ago, by the way. He's like, I love that cleaning service that you use. Can you tell me who they were? I'd love to hire them again. So I like went into my Yelp and like found them. And I was like, yeah, I think this was this company. They did a good job. And he was like, hope you're well. And I haven't talked to him in a long time. And I was like, yeah, I hope you're well as well. And he sent me back this like long text message about like his life and like how he was doing. And this is my old landlord. And like
Whoa.
One of his things was he was like, yeah, you know, our daughter's in grad school now. And like, you know, and now she's off in Paris. Guess who's paying for that? And I'm like, this is so.
We're not dads like, at a barbecue.
This is so much to like text like your old tenant, like this
that
update
is.
About like, yeah, I'm paying for my daughter's vacation.
That's hysterical.
That's weird. And also, I want to say deeply sad that
yeah,
he's
something,
that he's like, I want to connect
both,
with
yeah.
someone. Yeah. Is he, did he, I can't remember. Did he sell that building that you were in to like, for like a new project or a new building or something for the Cubs? Was that?
No.
No. Okay.
No, this, I don't know what that is. That's nothing. That's
that
not my life.
His building's got to be worth
that's nothing.
A
that's
few
not
million.
My life.
No, I don't know what you're talking okay. about. I have no idea. Oh, wait. No.
Oh, that would have been with
yeah.
you and somebody else. Yes.
Yes, that was a place maybe I lived 8 years ago,
okay,
and I don't know what happened to that man.
That's where he lived when we first
No
we
updates
first
on him yet.
Gosh, no
yet.
Updates on that landlord from 8 years ago.
I'm realizing what place you're talking about, and it's the wrong one. I apologize.
And then I will also say, what about a battery, like a phone battery?
Ding, 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 ding.
Good.
JBC, it's your
answer.
Landlord texting. It is a battery.
Hold on. Ripping the phone battery out of my iPhone. It's almost impossible to do, but yeah.
So, JBC, you were right. And I want to posit a question.
Okay.
Is the Energizer's Bunny, is the battery in the Energizer Bunny, is that his spine? Is that his heart? Is that his brain? What is that? If he were to have an operation, if his battery died, what would they do? Would they defibrillate it? Would he just be dead?
Here's
the
thing.
Switch out the battery.
It would be a pretty bad creature if they couldn't just switch out the battery.
Mm.
But maybe, I mean, bunnies aren't meant to live forever. So maybe, yeah. maybe that creature just lives as long as the battery lives.
I'd like to see a scene.
Can I just quickly say, I applaud you. Thank you so much for calling it a creature, which is what it is. Dr. Energizer is an abomination, and we should keep in mind this is his creature.
Yes.
Okay, sorry. So GPC, you are the Energizer Bunny, and you're feeling a little tired, a little sluggish, and Adel, you are his doctor that he is talking to.
Yeah, just like I noticed that, like, I'm not getting the same, like, beats per minute on the drum that I used to get.
Okay, what are our BPMs right now? Put your finger to your back and feel.
Yeah,
and
so it's never gonna be able to reach back there. It can really only hold the sticks.
Okay,
kind of
well, let
front.
Me use my, this is a special stethoscope. Okay, let me just put this up here and take a big, deep breath.
I don't necessarily breathe as much.
Okay, yikes. Okay, let me grab my little flashlight here, my pen light. Can you take off your sunglasses, please?
Or those are... I'd really rather not. They did not finish whatever was going on underneath, so.
Okay.
Yeah, if I could just leave them on, that would be kind of preferable.
Interesting.
And you came recommended. You are an Energizer Bunny doctor, correct? You've dealt with my kind before?
Absolutely. I'm whatever you want me to be. Have you always been this color?
I'd like to hear that. I'm sorry?
Have you always been this color? Is this new? Is this...
You're asking me because, like, I'm a Gen Z and I'm pink or whatever. No, it's... Yeah, this is my color. This is the color. Okay. It's not, like, a weird dye job or something like that.
Gotcha. And, okay. And can you do me a favor? Since you're already holding a good tool for this, can you use one of your little drumsticks and tap your own knee?
I'm just doing a quick scan of the old body here. Okay, so I don't believe I have knees.
Okay. And can you actually let go of those drumsticks, or are those your hands?
Yeah, and so you have dealt with my kind of creature
Absolutely.
Before, huh? Okay, yes, because of course I cannot let go of the drumsticks. Okay. If I could, I'd literally do anything else with my life.
Okay.
But I got a big drum on my chest and drumsticks, and I have to hit it. And I'm hitting it slow. So I came to the only fucking doctor.
Okay, calm down.
Who has reviews on ZocDoc that says that you work with my type of creature.
ZocDoc, he's back? I thought Spider-Man killed him.
No, wait, why would you think that?
Oh,
Spider-Man
no.
never kills.
Oh, turn off the shades. Listen,
Spider-Man just
can you
puts
keep a secret?
In, like the jail or the raft or whatever. He doesn't
Arkham.
Actually, Spider-Man doesn't kill. Spider-Man uses Arkham.
Yeah, everyone uses Arkham. They just don't talk about it.
Yeah, okay, so that's Marvel and DC. You're the worst fucking doctor that I've ever been to in my life.
Excuse me?
What's the copay for this?
Copay, what is it? We both know what that is, but for anyone listening, that would be...
It's fine. I joke. I don't have money. I don't have a wallet. I have no job. I have no hands.
Is this drum getting bigger by the second?
Anyway, if you could just remove the battery, I think I'm done. I've lived a good life.
Okay. And is there anyone I need to contact? Is there a next of kin?
I think there's a corporate number on my butt. You have to, like, flip me over. I think you can call the corporate number.
Scene.
That should be a new t-shirt. There's a corporate number on my butt.
Should I get a corporate number tattoo? And if so, what number should it be?
That's a good... What corporation would be funny to get on tattooed on your butt?
Oh, that's a good question.
That's such a good question.
Oh, that's tough, because day-to-day corporations could really... Poison controls. Ooh, Aaron, that might be the best one.
I think that there probably are people with a poison control tattoo, because that kind of is, like, you know, edgy and cool.
And then when you fart and someone is like, ugh, you can, like, pull down just above your butt crack to show the number and be like, if it's so bad, call.
What about if it's more like tramp stamp territory? Like it's like lower
that's
back tattoo?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I like that a lot.
Mine would be, I would get Kohl's customer service.
Oh, that's a really good one. Well,
that's
obviously.
A great one.
Yeah. I love me some Kohl's.
I think it'd be fun to do like a KB Toys. Because they're just going to get like a doo-doo-doo. And I think it's fun to just be like misleading. The only way you don't regret it is if it's a... corporation that's defunct.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Yeah. So I'll get an H.H. Gregg tattoo, corporate line tattoo.
Books. B. Dalton.
Walden Books. Yeah.
Walden Books.
CompUSA. I'm going to have a CompUSA corporate phone number tattoo on my ass. Like, I think this store went out of business before they had phone numbers.
Edible arrangements.
Oh,
they might still be around.
Yeah, you could probably still get an edible arrangement.
And I will be, I just want to say, if any listener happens to be in the cast of the Betty Boop musical, Boop Doop a Doosical, I apologize. Please send me tickets and I will be there. JVC and I will be there. And let me send you an edible arrangement to apologize for me doubting. Hey,
edible
I'm going to
arrangements are like $90.
Yes.
I won't say fans, there have been some listeners of this show that have said some horrible things to me. But the worst thing any listener could ever do would be to send me a free ticket to a Betty Boop musical. That would be
I think you guys are totally wrong about this. I think that this is going to be genuinely good.
Aaron, are you willing to make a trip into Chicago?
When is it?
What if the three of us do this for a review crew?
We'd have to let the people vote.
I'm not moralizing here. I don't think it's going to be good or bad. I'm just thinking it's gonna be good. I won't enjoy it. Whatever it is, it will not be a thing for me to like.
JPC,
yeah, I don't think you're the demographic they're going after. Curmudgeon-y supervillain.
Scrooge.
Yeah.
JPC, off the air, he doesn't say this much on air. Off the air constantly is saying, I am what I am. Because you live by the
power plant.
You live by the power plant, and you'll die by the power plant.
That's in the Bible. That's in the Bible, folks. That's Read your Bible. Live by the power plant, die by the power plant.
Aaron Brockovich, here's the next riddle. I make a loud sound when I'm changing. When I do change, I get bigger but weigh less. What am I?
I make a loud sound
when I'm changing. When I do change, I get bigger but weigh less. Aaron, wonderful guess again, but not the one listed here.
What about like an ice
machine? Having a good day with these riddles.
Aaron, don't make the jerk off motion.
Hey, I'm all rested up. I'm ready to come back into the snark game.
We had the same shit for breakfast, Aaron. You and me. Same shit for breakfast. Breakfast twins.
Breakfast twins.
We're the breakfast twins. Okay. What is happening?
I want to see a scene.
Oh, no.
The two of you are the breakfast twins, and you have been, this is a new campaign for a cereal. So your two characters, the breakfast twins, and we are seeing their commercial for some certain cereal.
My name's Bacon, and this is my butter, eggs.
Wabba, 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 wabba. Are you hungry for some cereal?
I know I am, eggs. Tell them what we got.
We got the only non-shelf stable cereal in the entire breakfast line. They had to build a special cooler in the aisle just for our cereal.
It's eggs, it's bacon, and it's in your cereal bowl.
That's right, but that's not all. It's also the main ingredient is high fructose corn syrup and pennies. The pennies are for the shape.
Dentists hate us. Kids hate us too.
But parents are gonna like the price point if they're rich.
It's a status symbol. It's high fructose corn syrup, pennies, eggs, and bacon in a cereal bowl with the milk of your choice poured on top.
Coming soon from General Milnes, and they told me, hit the inn in Milnes. Really hit the inn.
Bacon, egg, and cereal. Bacon, egg should not be consumed. Bacon, egg is not shelf stable. See a penny, pick a penny up.
Who is
that guy?
That
guy doesn't work here.
Why is he talking so fast?
Why is he talking so fast? I make a loud sound when I'm changing. When I do change, I get bigger but weigh less. What am I?
And I said like a ice maker, but that's not. It's not
ice maker.
Is
definitely
it?
Definitely weighs.
So like
does
water
ice more
melting.
Than, does a cube of ice versus water? They have to weigh the same, right?
Here's the thing.
That's science.
I don't know because I will never trust. Like I don't trust weight because I think
big scale
is out there to get me.
What happened to us? The pandemic happened, and now we're even more broken.
I moved next to a power plant, and I think a lot of it is that for me.
Yes. Yeah.
I don't know, Adel. Can I have a really good hint?
A really good hint. Okay. I make a lot of sound when I'm changing. When I do change, I get bigger but weigh less. This is something that you could that could change in our kitchen. We've probably all changed this in our kitchen at some point. The changing process has happened in our kitchen. And sometimes to a very specific place, it happens when we go out in public.
Is it our lives? Is it sitting around the kitchen table with a pencil and a pen and saying, I can't, what am I writing on the pen? What am I doing? I need paper.
These are the change of our lives. So there's
one specific place we go. I feel worse after that hint.
Okay. If you read my text messages from, I want to say yesterday, this is where I'm going. The one place that the change happens out in public is where I'm going immediately after this recording.
Movie theater?
Okay.
Adele is going to go see a movie after this.
And what's one item you can get at a movie theater that you probably can't get anywhere else except for your
popcorn.
Kitchen?
Popcorn.
I make a loud sound when I'm changing. Corn. Big old pop. When I do change, I get bigger but way less. What am I?
I would like popcorn. To see a scene. Okay. You two are popcorn kernels in the microwave, and then you change and you're freaked out because you don't know what's happening to you.
Attention.
Colonel. Good to see you here.
Good to see you. They put us in the same unit, so this is going to be a little awkward.
We're trained for this. We know exactly what to expect.
Let me unfurl this map in the microwave and set down. Let me get out one of those pointers that I see. Let me point here. This is our objective. Can we agree?
Yeah, that is the enemy. That is the man who is cooking us in the microwave. Uh-huh. We are trying our best to get lodged in his throat and kill him.
Absolutely. Here's the battlefield. This will be some sort of metal bowl that I think we're going to be dumped into. Now, a lot of us won't survive the bag itself. A lot of us may never even change into our fatigues.
But that's okay. I mean, remember, if only one kernel, it's just like sperm. If only one gets through, our mission is complete. All we're trying to do, not kill him, is make this guy choke. We just want him to go... That's all.
Colonel.
Hmm?
Sorry, man. Continue. I don't know. We're just like sperm. I feel like anytime we work together, you constantly use that analogy.
Do I? No, it's not anytime.
I feel like several campaigns you have mentioned that we're just like sperm. And I just wish, I think in front of the soldiers, I feel like there's got to be a better analogy.
You know what it is? It's this thing, because I'm a popcorn, where I just learned what sperm is. Well, yeah, I know. And we don't have, you know, that.
Yeah.
But I just learned what it was, and now it's like I'm seeing it everywhere, you know?
Uh-huh.
I apologize. Do you want me to say something to the troops?
Would you?
Yeah.
Colonel.
So, attention.
Yeah.
I want to amend my previous statement. Our mission is not just like sperm. There's actually a ton of differences.
Why does he talk so much about sperm?
We're dry. Help me out here, Colonel. What are some of the other differences?
You dug this ditch. Don't
expect
me to jump in the foxhole with you.
Is it just me or getting hot in here, fellas? I'm starting to sweat.
I'm getting a little nauseous. Are we spinning?
Okay, the mission's going to begin. Everyone, remember your traits.
We're beautiful.
Oh, hell yeah. I look like I just got a BBL, lip injections, and I look fine as dandelion wine.
Scene.
I feel like I just got buckle fat removal.
Glow up. That's a popcorn glow up.
Glow up. Well, hey, everybody, why don't you make some popcorn? Treat yourself to the nature's sperm. Is that right?
No, I'd say don't ruin popcorn.
Aaron,
that would be my big advice.
Motion.
No. Don't ruin popcorn.
We'll be right back.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
JPC.
Two words rhymes with, oh no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh no, I'm sick. You know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need Claritin. Claritin.
Oh, JPC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. Camera goes ping, and I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JPC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy sufferer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with clarity D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, like in casual conversation. Live clear with clarity D. Live clear with clarity D. We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I want Claritin to know I added the podcast funnier. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. It makes you pretty funny on a podcast. That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there.
But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claritin, the teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I have a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription. Woo-hoo. So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. That's Claritin.com right now. Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin clear. JPZ, live Claritin clear.
Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. Claritin clear.
Yes, live Claritin clear with Claritin D. Yes.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hi, Adel and JPC.
Oh, greetings. Greetings, Aaron. We're just...
Hey, Aaron.
Our normal selves today.
I'm just myself. I'm normal. Hey, we're
great.
Both normal. Good.
Good news. So I finally opened Aaron's Land in my backyard. It's a theme park. Most of the rides work. Most are pretty safe. And I'm trying to start a website so people can find out all the information they need to get into Aaron's Land.
Oh, that's actually perfect, Aaron, because this podcast is actually sponsored by Squarespace.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, and it's an all-in-one like website platform for, entrepreneurs or whatever you consider yourself to be to kind of like stand out online, whether you're just starting out, which it seems like you may be, or you're trying to build a successful growing brand. Squarespace is going to make it really easy for you to create a beautiful website, Aaron.
Yeah, and Aaron, if you want Aaron Land, I think is what you called it, to have stuff like custom merch, you can do that. You can easily sell custom merch and create a passive income stream that engages your audience and scales your brand. You design your products and production, inventory, shipping, all of it handled for you, saving you time and money.
So, I mean, real quick, just because I'm looking around at Aaron Land, I'm just going to say what I think Aaron Land is from what you're presenting.
Sure.
So right now, it looks like Aaron Land is a lot of goo.
Mm-hmm. Great eye.
Okay. So I'm right about goo. So it's a lot of goo. So Aaron, are you trying to sell this goo? Because if the goo is for sale, then Squarespace does have an online store where you can sell your products online, whether it's physical, like this goo, digital, like I imagine you have some digital goo or
electric goo.
Yeah, photos of people seeing the goo for the first time.
Yeah, Squarespace has what you need. It has the tools to start selling online.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to using it because I can use insights to grow my business. I can learn when site visits and sales are coming in and coming from to analyze which channels are most effective. I can improve my website and build a marketing strategy based on your top keywords like goo or most popular products and content like goo.
It's kind of eating through my shoes. It's starting to burn. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/riddle to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Aaron, I just got some great analytics from Squarespace.
Ooh.
It says people don't like goo.
Huh.
Yay. I'm in a lot of debt now.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey everybody, this is JPC and
I'm here too.
Yeah, Aaron's here as well. And it's with a heavy heart that we kind of do this ad read because one of our own, Mr. Adil Rafai, is not with us.
He is unfortunately stuck in a cat costume. Mm-hmm. They're calling it a medical phenomenon and a disaster, but we're going to soldier on. We're going to be brave today. I do want to talk to my BetterHelp therapist a little later about what this has done nervous system.
We're going
to
need that. Yep.
And if you're thinking of starting therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with your licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Conventional therapy, where you had to drive to an office, never really worked well for me. Like today, I get to send my therapist a message saying, you know how Adil loves to dress like a cat?
Yeah.
And sometimes he gets stuck. Well, this time he might be stuck wherever.
Aaron, let's not think like that. Let's not think like that. Okay, because that's a negative spiral and that's going to lead us to needing more BetterHelp. I mean, if you think that conventional therapy is the only way to do therapy, then I beg of you, have one of your best friends in this world get stuck in a cat costume. And they can't find where the zipper starts. I don't know if we mentioned that, but that's one of the biggest problems. It's all zipped up.
Okay, so get a break from your thoughts like this.
Yes. Intrusive thought. Bad.
Visit betterhelp.com/riddle today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/riddle. RIDDLE.
Oh, Aaron, speaking of 10% off, this is actually good news. I just got a text from the medical staff. It looks like the cat costume is 10% off. So 90% to go. Pray for our friend.
It's not enough.
It's not enough. It's barely the toes.
It's not enough for him to have a normal life. I'm having a great time.
Well, Aaron, fall is officially here, which means it's time to get into our fall routines. And there's nothing that I love more than using my Raycon wireless earbuds to listen to some classic fall music. I'm sorry. I want to do this. I just can't do this because I know that my friend Adil is stuck in a full body cat costume, and that includes fabric over the ears. And I know he can't use his Raycon wireless earbuds. And it just...
No, you can do this. You started so well. You're being very brave. Raycon gives you up to 8 hours of playtime and 32-hour battery life. And they are so good and smooth. And the optimized gel tips, they feel like butter in your ears.
All Adil wanted was 8 hours of playtime. And now he's going to have an eternity of playtime, except we're not playing games anymore because he's really stuck in that suit.
Here, I'll distract you. Raycon's everyday earbuds have over 78,000 five-star reviews. And they're priced just right. You get quality audio for half the price of other premium audio brands.
I wish we were able to give all of our listeners quality audio, but I just know in my heart that with the big guy all sewn up in that suit, it's just not going to be possible to have the same quality of audio that we normally deliver. I can't stop making the ad, which is supposed to be about Raycon earbuds.
That you love.
That I love. I can't stop making it about my friend who's trapped in that cat costume.
No, no, remember, there's like noise isolation, and you can do 3 customizable sound profiles just completely suited to you. High fidelity audio? Come on, JPC, we can do this.
They also have an awareness mode, and I've heard that Adil is now stuck in permanent awareness mode because he's aware of all of his cat-like appendages, and he's starting to forget what it feels like to be a man because he is going to be only cat from here on out.
I just wish that the doctors didn't tell us how much pain he was in.
I know. And the way they did it, when they held their hands out and they said, we'll tell you when we stop. And then their hands keep going and going and going so far out.
So anyways, school's back in session, which means Raycon is having their annual back to school sale. For a limited time only, go to buyraycon.com/riddle today to get 20% off site-wide. Plus free shipping. That's buyraycon.com/riddle to score 20% off. Buyraycon.com/riddle. Oh, Adil.
Aaron, it's wild that you said 20% off because I just got a text from his medical team and it looks like the cat costume
is 20% back on.
Yes. He's really buried himself in it. We miss you, boy. Get better soon.
I miss you, Adil.
Break.
And we are back. We hope you enjoyed your popcorn break. And
hey, sperm break.
Aaron, don't ruin popcorn. You just said.
Honestly, you guys talking about popcorn so much is starting to ruin sperm for me. Something that I actually enjoy.
Give me a break. What? Wait, huh?
Hates I'm musicals, not a popcorn guy. Loves sperm.
I'm not a popcorn guy.
Aaron, what do you think? Top of the dome.
Yep.
What do you think? We're gonna go Aaron JBC, and so forth and so on into infinity. Okay. Sure. What do we think the titles of some of the songs from Betty Boop, the Boop Doop Doosical will be? Opening number,
there's
Aaron.
One, the opening number is one yes. full song where she's just going, doo doo bee doo bee doo ba doo boo doo ba doo bee doo ba doo bee boo 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 ba doo ba doo bee bee dee boo doo boo doo bee bee dee bee doo boo doo boo. Ooh, me, beep, beep, doop, boop. And it goes on for 7 minutes.
Is that the title? That's the title of the song?
Yeah.
Aaron, can I say, I've never realized until this moment how much of your personality you've cribbed from Betty Boop.
Aaron, run. They're on to us. Grab what you can. Candles, pens, computer.
I will say track or the second yeah. song on the musical will be titled Ellipses, huh? Question mark. Ellipses. What are the other characters? Question mark.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm going to put my foot in the door here and enter the fray. And I'm going to say there's going to be a song called Boop Boop A Doo Wop.
Okay.
It's going to be like an a cappella song. I also think there's going to be a moment where Betty mm-hmm. Boop gets like angry or like sad. And she's going to be like, but I don't know where to go. And that'll be a big pop from the audience.
Mm-hmm. Is that a thing from Betty Boop? Were you referencing something?
No, but I think because her voice is so high all the time and up here, I think they'll make a moment. They'll make a moment where she talks real low, and that'll be like a big like, ha-ha.
Should there be a song called "See You in the Funny Papers"? Was Betty Boop in the Funny Paper?
Probably.
Was she a comic strip at all?
Is that the title of the song? Is all those questions?
It's not done yet.
Wait, was she married to Beetle Boop, Bailey or Ziggy? I can't remember.
I think she definitely had a thing with Kathy at one point.
What other songs do we think? I think there's going to be one called Black and White, and then in parentheses, not Michael Jackson.
Mark my words that this is going to win Tonys. This is going to be a blast. It's going to be an old world musical, and everyone's going to love it. And then this, when people find this episode in 4 years, we're going to look foolish. Well, not me. You, jerk off motion.
Oh, no.
People don't live for 4 years this close to the power plant, Aaron. The power plant kills way quicker than that.
JBC can say whatever he wants because he has minutes to live. I think there's going to be a song called... Color me surprised. Color me.
I don't know
something.
What this musical could be. The only way that I can see this making sense is if there's just some other songs from other musicals in there. Like if you know, they just start adding like throwaway, not like big cuts. Not like they're not gonna do like If I Was a Rich Man or whatever that song is. But they'll do like a Fiddler B side will be thrown in there. So people will be like, is this
okay?
What's
so not even a
side song.
Not even a jukebox musical, but just outright stealing songs from other musicals. But
stealing the album tracks from other musicals. The B-side will be like...
I don't see the song Anna Tefka being in the Betty Boop musical, you know? I think
Laser
that's a little
Wolf's
heavy.
Birthday party.
I am walking out. I am walking out. I am walking out if they have Betty Boop sing Finishing the Mint. The worst song in Broadway history from Dear Evan Hansen.
Okay. See?
Okay. I'm excited because I don't know what this will be.
Do you know if there's an intermission at this musical? Because one of my favorite things about a musical is they have an intermission. I wish movies did this too, to give everyone an opportunity to just walk if they want to without any judgment.
Here's the thing. This musical absolutely will not have an intermission because of retention. They want you to feel ashamed to leave and embarrassed, so they're leaving the lights on the whole time and no intermission.
I would be fine with that too if the musical was 1 hour long.
Six.
I sit through so many movies that are awful and they're 2.5 hours long. That sucks. So if the Betty Boop musical, I'll go on record. If the Betty Boop musical is like 65 minutes, I'll go to it and I'll have the time of my life.
Do you think there's going to be a moment where she kind of shakes her, she kind of does a shimmy and she goes, I've never seen a comic strip. And that gets a big pop.
Adol, I think the lady doth protest too much. I think this is going to be your favorite musical of all time. I'm not even kidding. I predict
I
that right now that you are going to absolutely love this musical.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If you are a listener of this show, could you just do me one favor? Make us much more popular, however you do that. Adol tell you your business.
That's your
you
business.
Just make our show... You make our show 10 times as popular so that we can reach out to whoever is the lead of the Betty Boop musical and then invite them onto the show to solve riddles. That's all I want to do.
That would be the dream. But they have
I
want to
have the director Jerry Mitchell on because I want to talk to him about the movie Camp. Do you guys remember that movie from the early 2000s about a theater camp? He choreographed that movie. And I have a lot of questions about it.
Who's in it?
Anna Kendrick's in it. And what's his name?
And more.
The guy from Tick, Tick, Boom. I forget his name.
Andrew Garfield?
But, no, the other guy.
Jonathan Larson?
No, the other guy. Gary Larson's friend.
Gary Larson's brother. Hey, Gary, it's your brother, Jonathan Larson. You know that Far Side you've been looking for?
I'm going to figure out.
Look, we want the podcast to be anything except what it is so that Aaron can talk to choreographers.
Robin DeJesus. Yes. What, I would you love guys, if you cared like, about me, you would have the show be that.
I love someone from Mensa, like a Mensa member being like, ooh, a podcast about riddles. Finally, I get to flex my brain muscles. And then they turn it on and Aaron's like, so what's like the silliest dance you've ever done?
Yeah. The new rule is we can have any guest on the show that we want. We just have to ask them one riddle and then the rest could be whatever you like.
I'm underappreciated in my time. I'm misunderstood.
Aaron, I appreciate you more than I appreciate anyone in my life. And that includes myself.
Still not enough.
Okay.
Adol was making the jerk-off motion when he said appreciate himself, just FYI to any listener.
Let's do, speaking of any Mensa members who might be listening, we should scramble to do another riddle because that would be crazy if we didn't. I am easy to lift but hard to throw. What am I?
Easy to lift but hard to throw. Is this like a lift? Like, is it L-Y-F-T?
Elevator?
Wow. You think an elevator's easy to lift? There's got to be some sort of knobs and buttons in there. And
well,
easier than throwing it.
That's right.
Hold on. Lift, of course, is what the Brits call elevators. But then you can't say knobs because they don't call those knobs because knobs is what they call people they don't like in the UK, as well as bellends, which is, I guess,
pants,
the end of a
pants
penis.
Means underwear.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I made that mistake before when I was living in Canterbury. I said, ooh, I got crap all over my pants and everyone laughed. And I felt real bad.
Maybe they laughed because you said it funny. Like, you're a funny guy. It's not impossible that you delivered it really funny.
Yeah, that's true. My timing is impeccable. Easy to lift, but hard to throw. What am I?
Easy to lift. Oh, our hearts to the Lord.
Oh, not this again.
I do want to see a scene.
God damn it.
The three of us are in some sort of congregation, some sort of house of worship, and the head of that house of worship is clearly improvising on stage, and it's time to sing a song, and they are clearly trying to kind of make up the words as they go along. JPC, you are the head of the house of worship.
And Jeremiah took upon the fish.
Hello.
And
no, Jeremiah is not talking about you, Jeremiah. Stop.
Oh, sorry.
Shh.
And now, if we could all pick up our Book of Psalms. I'm being told by our deacon here that our books of Psalms were taken to the cleaners for psalm cleaning, so let's just do one we all know.
Well, it's Psalm Sunday.
Thank you, Jeremiah. Please be quiet at church.
Sorry.
Let's just do one we all know, huh? Let's sing the one. Let's sing the one that...
Hallelujah.
He's panicking.
Let's sing Moses' Big Night, huh? We all know that one.
I don't think I know Moses' Big Night. Moses,
honey, get your phone out.
Join in when you know. When the chorus kicks in, join in. Moses' Big Night.
Okay.
Oh, Mr. Burning Bush, I do not think upon your wish. And if I had it my way, we'd all be free.
We'll be free.
This song
now
rules.
Now it's time for Moses' big night. I'll start by cooking up a steak with my best friend Jake.
And then I'll cook up some fish and serve it on a dish. Is that right?
I don't know this.
Carol, now you go. Carol, you go.
And then I cook up a bush and I burn it to much.
Hey, Carol. Hey, Carol.
Yep. Yeah.
I know you went to choir college, but do you kind of get the vibe that everyone else is putting out there? It's just
and
more of like
I
the song.
And I serve the burnt bush for
Carol?
Dinner.
Hey, Carol.
Yeah. Yes.
See?
Those are always my favorite ladies in church. Sing
100%.
8 times louder than everyone else. Uh-huh. Way higher.
Yep.
Casey knows exactly what I'm talking about. And they are soprano screaming at everyone.
Yes. Soprano screaming. One of my favorite spinoffs.
Amen. Amen.
Big pussy.
Amen. I want to be that lady when I get older. She's having the time of her life.
It feels like... Oh, go ahead.
Oh, no, please.
Go ahead.
I was just talking to a couple of friends of mine about The Sopranos because it's been a decade since I've seen it. But I'm like, it's wild that they had a very limited cast of characters and they were like, what are some mafia names? Polly Walnuts and Big Pussy. These are going to be our two mafia guys on The Sopranos.
Yeah, it does feel like, wouldn't that guy get beat up every day? Like...
It's just two names that you're like, these are the two guys in the show? Come on.
Silvio Dante? What are we doing? And the most unbelievable name, Christopher Moltisanti. Hold on, we never solved this riddle. I'm easy to lift, but hard to throw. What am I? And it's not your voice.
Did I say fuck you yet? Or is
that
fun?
Let me check my notes here. You did, but it was in a different context. It was to a different riddle. Aaron and JPC, I will say this is something that we mentioned at the top of the show.
Oh, is it your voice?
It's not your voice.
Is it a jerk-off
motion? Because it's kind of hard to throw your voice. Have you ever tried to throw your voice and like do like ventriloquism?
I have.
Let's see if we can do it. Try it.
All right, Aaron, try to talk without moving your teeth and mouth, okay?
We'll
try to say some words.
We'll all go around and try Aaron run one.
Hey, everybody, let's try it.
Holy
shit.
Holy shit.
I love it. I love how bold Aaron was in trying it. It's so hard. It's like someone's like, hey, do an impression of this person. You've never done it before, and now you're just trying, and she did it.
That was like watching someone enter the like Indianapolis 500, and they turn on their car, and it explodes.
All right, Adel, go ahead. You're a ventriloquist.
And everyone's going, I just checked the car. I don't know what happened.
I think it helps if you're like smiling with your like a little bit maybe
hi,
with your yeah.
Hi, help me.
Okay.
All right, Adel, it's your turn.
I'm trying to get close to the mic, but where you can still see my face, but it's very hard.
Okay.
Hey guys, how's it going today? Hey, I was gonna go over to the convenience store and grab a gallon of milk. You wanna go get some gallon of milk with me?
It's not good.
Okay, tough guy.
You do it.
Hey, there's a lot of good looking people in the audience tonight.
Nailed it. There's a lot of good people.
Okay, he was
good at it. What did you say, a lot of good looking people?
There's a lot of good people on both sides of the aisle here in the audience tonight. A lot of good. Let's get a round of applause for the liberals. The bees
are. It looks like you're whitening your teeth, but you want to yell at your son, too.
In public. Don't turn around.
Don't do that.
Don't turn around, but Nick Nolte is right behind you.
People say improv is the lowest form of comedy, but we could have been ventriloquists.
Nick Nolte is right behind
you. Nick Nolte, don't freak out. Nick Nolte is right behind you.
Nick Nolte is milking my donkey.
All right, that's what you have to say. If you could say Nick Nolte is milking my donkey without moving your lips or teeth, then you could be a ventriloquist.
Nick Nolte is milking my...
Oh, milking is tough.
Milking and donkey
milking
are
is
Nick
there.
Nolte
milking
is
all lips.
Oh, because it's all lips.
And hold on.
We're all
I just realized,
at it.
Hold on. I realized I just said the phrase milking is all lips, and I just went... And I just want to apologize to the listeners.
Nick Nolte is milking his donkey.
If you're listening to episode of 252 of Hey Riddle Riddle and you've been wondering for the past 50 minutes why it's called Nick Nolte is milking my donkey, well, you've just figured it out.
I do like
you stuck with it.
Milking a donkey.
I do like that. Like 10 minutes ago, I was like, "Can you imagine if a member of Mensa tuned into Aaron interviewing a choreographer? Wouldn't that be like, what is this show? When the show as is just batshit crazy.
It's for smart people by smart people. That's the show.
Wait,
it's
four not. Smart people. 1, 2, 3. Oh no.
Uh-oh. Casey, I hope Casey's smart.
Here's what I'll say, listeners. Please, we beg of you, we implore you, make us popular, however you do that. Make our audience grow 10 times. We know you can do it. It's very simple.
Do your thing.
Word of mouth, word of
Twitter, do your thing.
Hoof disease. And then somehow finagle Jeff Dunham to come on the show. We get Jeff Dunham on, we interview him, we do riddles, and then he teaches us a workshop.
I just got an email from Jeff Dunham's people. He'll do it. It seems like you'll do.
Seems we haven't like even released the episode yet. That's kind of crazy.
Hold on, wait. But he's not bringing the chili pepper, right?
No, it says he's only bringing the terrorist guy. So it should be all good. No, it's not good.
Hold on, it's a dead terrorist.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
Don't forget,
what a nightmare.
The dummy is a dead terrorist.
Aaron, do you have any voicemails?
What a nightmare. Well, hold on.
Did we do the riddle?
No, we did not. I am easy to lift but hard to throw. What am I? This was mentioned at the top of the show, and it was pertaining to one of the gifts that I gave Aaron.
Diamond
easy
ring.
To lift.
Well, that was a gift from JPC and me. Mockingbird.
A feather.
It is a feather. Easy to lift but hard to throw. A feather, my dear boy.
Okay. That makes sense. Nick Nolte is milking my donkey.
Gary Busey put a
finger. Let's do some voicemails.
Let's hear a brand new theme right about now. Casey?
Call 30 seconds or less. Leave a question or a riddle or tell us the way that they,
JBC.
Oh, it seems like you can finally leave a message for the crew. Cause you like the show we do. Oh, and you can tell JPC these voicemail themes are so fun. Call 805-RIDDLE-1. Leave a voicemail. A voicemail for me. Leave a voicemail for me. All right,
so
that theme
songs.
Was submitted by Jeff Dunham.
So many songs have come out and been in the zeitgeist since that song. How was that top of mind? Did you fall down the stairs?
That's the only one I like. The other ones are fine, but that's the one I like.
That's so funny.
Yeah, it says here, submitted by Jim Potato Catfish. Interesting.
He sounds mysterious.
Yeah, it's a smart show for smart people.
And of course, that's the four smart people. It's four smart people, not four. I see. It's a homonym. Wait, did we ever discover what a homonym was?
No, we never will.
Yeah.
Anyway, if you ever want to send us a voicemail, whether that be a question or just some big old question or a couple of questions, maybe a short question, no longer than a minute question, you can leave us a
It's 30. Listen to the song. It's 30 seconds and the number is 805-RIDDLE-1. It's all part of the song, Adel.
What if they read it dramatically? Even if your question is, will you please attend my musical, the Boop Boop Adusical, you can leave us a voicemail at 1-805-RIDDLE-1. Again, that's 1-805-RIDDLE-1. And you can also email us theme songs to hrrpodcast@gmail.com. Don't leave us a voicemail with a theme song because that'll be weird, but send that to hrrpodcast@gmail.com. Wait, they can't send it to
email us. If you don't email us theme songs, we're not going to stop doing the segment. I'm just going to sing the theme songs, and we don't want that to happen.
We don't want that, please. Casey, can we please play our first voicemail?
Hey, Riddle Riddle. Hey, guys, this is Amanda. Big fan. I was just watching The Muppet Show on Disney Plus for the very first time. I was watching Madeline Kahn's episode in season 2, and I found out that the Swedish chef has human hands.
Mm-hmm.
Just was wondering if you guys knew that the Swedish chef has fully human hands. Anyway, sorry to ruin your night. Thank you.
Amanda.
Oh, sweetie, Amanda. Of course. Of course he has human hands.
Amanda, if you're wondering why I haven't slept in many, many years, it's because I, too, realize that the Swedish chef has human hands. Disturbing. Horrible.
Mm-hmm.
Hell.
I think I realized it the first time I ever saw Swedish Chef because he was like, I can't remember if he was like cracking eggs or tossing flour or whatever, but you can't have a fake hand. You can't, I think legally, you can't have a puppet hand touch poultry, raw poultry.
Oh, yeah. Because you'll get salmonella.
You mm-hmm. get salmonella, which is mm-hmm. another Muppet that they unfortunately didn't make the cut.
I'm very sick.
Salmonella, get out of here. Shut the trap door.
I need penicillin or something. What do you do for this?
We also retired penicillin. But yes, I think I recognized that the very first time I ever saw the Swedish Chef. But it is, if you look at it too long, it's almost like staring at the sun where your vision starts to go blurry and it really hurts your soul to some degree.
Don't, JPC? Are you staring at the sun that long? Mm-hmm. What are you doing? Don't
Trump,
do that.
Trump did it.
Trump did it. He's the president.
Amanda obviously has very good taste. Skipping to the Madeline Kahn episode.
So good.
That's pretty iconic. Pretty good.
I hope you watch the Mumin Chance episode and then listen to our review crew of it on Patreon.
Oh, yeah.
JPC, did you notice that the chef has hands?
I don't even know what the guy looks like. I don't think I've ever seen a picture of him.
Okay. Okay. Here's a new ventriloquist test.
Rudy, shirty, shirty, shirty. Hurdy,
hurdy, hurdy, hurdy, hurdy. That's the easiest one.
Hurdy, hurdy. Yeah, that's the easiest one.
Give me some chef, make it real, but I forget about it.
And that's fun. Remember like 4 years ago we did a game where we used to sing songs as a Swedish chef?
Yeah, and we laughed really hard.
Anybody remember that?
Remember?
Drawing a blank on that.
Doesn't matter. Next voicemail.
Sounds like something that would conceivably happen on the show.
Okay, let's play the next voicemail, Casey, whenever you're ready. Well, not whenever you're ready now.
Hey, Clue Crew, big fan. This is Flynn, they, them. I've been tooling around with getting a puzzle sleeve tattoo. So, like, the idea is it's got, like, Sudoku, crossword, like, Where's Waldo, any sort of, like a collage of visual puzzles that people, like,
cool.
at a party could look at your sleeve and do. So, anyway, if you want to riff on that idea, I'd love some suggestions. Thanks for all you do. Have fun. Bye.
Thank you so much. Their name was Flynn, was that?
Flynn.
Flynn, I love this idea. As someone who's obsessed with all riddles and puzzles and Games Magazine is maybe the best thing you could ever buy a subscription to, except for I hate logic problems. I think this is a great idea. Let's riff. What do we think should be included on this sleeve for Flynn? Maybe like, I'd start with maybe even a Sphinx. I think a Sphinx is table setting. I think it lets people know this is not your ordinary tattoo. This is something different.
Well, but at the point of it was, I believe Flynn said they wanted people at like a party to be able to like do the puzzles.
Okay, tough guy. Well, then it's a connect the dots. And when they connect the dots, it's a big old Sphinx.
I think that's fun.
Oh, a connect the dots is really good. I think it would be, this also doesn't totally work, but if you do a jigsaw puzzle and have a piece be missing and then put that piece somewhere else on your body and they have to find where that piece is.
Tape it to
is.
Your head.
tattoo it up your sleeve.
No, just get it tattooed like on your other side of your body, like on the bottom of your foot or something. And then people have to find that piece.
They have to get you naked.
It should be over their heart.
Oh.
Can you tattoo a magic eye puzzle on someone? Is that something that can be tattooed?
I would love if you're getting a magic eye tattoo and the artist keeps saying, relax your eyes, relax your eyes.
I just Googled it and no, you can't get that.
Huh, that was a fast Google.
That's a bummer.
What are some other, let's see here.
Wow, this is such a good idea.
Maybe like a Sudoku, maybe a little crossword.
Word search?
A Sudoku would be pretty easy and takes up like less real estate. A word search would be good too.
Yeah.
Like the Wordle graph, and then you can change
you
the word.
You can do the Wordle.
What's the one? Mm-hmm. I forget what the name of the puzzle type is, but there's one where it's like two columns, and say that it's like, say like one side is like colleges and the other side is mascots, and you have to draw a line from what connects to what, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I like that. Something like that would be fun. Good puzzle. Mm-hmm.
I like that.
I think one really hard math problem.
I was just going to say.
But specifically the one from Good Will Hunting.
Yeah. Oh, right? Yeah. We all remember what that one was.
We all remember it, which was, let's do it one number at a time. I'll start. X.
Anything to plug.
Yes, here's what I want to plug. I want to plug our Patreon, which is, you can go to patreon.com/heyriddleriddle. Also check out the show's sitcom D&D, Bill Buds, and Hello from the Magic Tavern, and Tell Me About It. And you can also find Patreons for all those shows. So please support those shows. I feel like just in general, Patreon lets us do what we do. I can't stress that enough. Patreon really is a boon to our lives, our creative process, and the show as a whole, and all the shows we do. So please, if you are able to, even if it's just for a short period of time, support us on Patreon. Erin, anything to plug?
Yes, I was on the podcast My Neighbors Are Dead, and that should be coming out this week, I think. So if you want to check me out on that show, love that show.
What movie did you do?
I did The Exorcism of Emily Rose.
Nice.
The very popular movie that Laura Linney was in.
Famously. I did Cocoon for mine, which I think is even less popular.
The War Horse of movies. I would like to read a review. And if you want to get a review read on the show, just go give us a 5-star review wherever you leave reviews, and I might pick yours and read it. Hey, today I picked Tyler Schlesinger's. I love these guys. These guys are honestly so funny. I drive for work a lot, and these guys make it not only bearable, but enjoyable. You can say my name if you want. And that's the end of the review. That's kind of nice. There's no weird stuff they wanted me to say. Before we end the episode, actually, can I just tell you guys something? Casey, can you cut this, please? Yeah, just really quick. I know it's bad timing, but I have to get this off my chest now. Addle, you leave me breathless. I know this might be a lot to handle, but please don't interrupt. I just need to get this out now. You are so funny and so kind, and I know we can never be together, but that makes me want you so much more. We'll be forever star-crossed lovers. I talk to you every day. Well, oh my God, and you always leave me wanting more. The second the Zoom call ends, not a Zoom call, I miss you. Let's start another podcast, just me and you. I'll name the things I love about you and swear we will never run out of content. But I know we can never be together. In fact, just ignore this. Let's pretend this never happened. It was all just a continuation of that review.
Oh. You talk Casey, like you're reading.
Yeah, except for when you do little asides like, we're not on Zoom.
Erin, that's one of the greatest compliments an author like me can receive. Ugh. I talk like I'm reading.
Ugh. JBC, I leave you breathless. Oh my Jean-Luc Goddard?
Oh, Jupiter.
Please, me breath.
We can get out of here.
Yeah,
right?
Bye forever. Bye forever. Created by Adel Refai. Starring Erin Keith and John Patrick Cohen. Casey Tony did the editing. And Marty Perrin did the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emelina Morris.
Hello, hello.
Oh, oh.
She makes me breadsticks. Hey there, fables and foibles. If you like that, you're going to love this week's Patreon. We return to our Hans Christian Andersen stories. You can listen to that plus our entire back catalog at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle by joining the Clue Crew for $5 a month or the Review Crew for $8 a month and get those ad-free episodes. See you there.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.